In this segment, Rabbi Dolgan discusses how to deal with the complexities of learning the daf for the very first time.
Because a Gemara is very complex, it is common for a person to have difficulty in understanding the daf. For example, how the Gemara answers the question it poses. Then, when the Gemara asks another question of this on this answer, its difficulty increases due to the lack of clarity of the previous answer. Incidentally, it could be that the Gemara will deal with this problem a daf later, but by that time he will have long forgotten his question. I would like to suggest a solution to this dilemma based on a Gemara found in the Gemara Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a verse in Shir HaShirim. Tiglu alai ahava. Elu shnei tamidei chachamim hamadgilim ze et ze ba'alocha. Rashi explains we are referring to two tamidei chachamim that come together to learn a mesechta, and Hashem has love for them. Rava adds two conditions. Number one, they have a knowledge base in what they are learning. Number two, that their Rebbe is not in town to teach them the simple understanding and background of the sugya. In other words, the proper order to understand any Gemara is to first learn the basics from a Rebbe and then review it with a study partner. I might add that after the students are well-versed in the Gemara and Rishonim, if the Rebbe wishes to speak out a Rebbe Kibbeheger to enhance their understanding of the sugya, he will be providing a derech for students to become true Talmidei Chachamim, and they will continue to grow in learning long after they have left the walls of the yeshiva. Even if a person lacks a Rebbe to guide him to understanding the sugya and eventually the entire Shas, our generation is blessed with art scroll, Schottenstein, Masifta, tapes, and Shirim to guide us through the Gemara, and with each review, one gains greater clarity and comprehension of the sugya, and eventually the entire Shas. A study partner should be used only after one has a basic understanding from his Rebbe, as outlined in the Gemara and Shabbos. He should not try to figure out the Gemara for the first time, which leads one on many occasions to a very unproductive use of his time. Again, I want to emphasize the importance of learning to become familiar rather than trying to master the daf the first time. One will then come to the realization that many of his difficulties come from a lack of knowledge from a different Gemara, which will be clarified by going forwards to increase the scope and by reviewing previous learned Gemaras. His difficulties will be resolved, and he will be on the road to become a true Talmud Chacham, and will merit to become fortunate in this world and fortunate in the world to come. Hatzlacha.
In this segment, Rabbi Dolgan discusses how to deal with the complexities of learning the daf for the very first time.
Because a Gemara is very complex, it is common for a person to have difficulty in understanding the daf. For example, how the Gemara answers the question it poses. Then, when the Gemara asks another question of this on this answer, its difficulty increases due to the lack of clarity of the previous answer. Incidentally, it could be that the Gemara will deal with this problem a daf later, but by that time he will have long forgotten his question. I would like to suggest a solution to this dilemma based on a Gemara found in the Gemara Shabbos Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara quotes a verse in Shir HaShirim. Tiglu alai ahava. Elu shnei tamidei chachamim hamadgilim ze et ze ba'alocha. Rashi explains we are referring to two tamidei chachamim that come together to learn a mesechta, and Hashem has love for them. Rava adds two conditions. Number one, they have a knowledge base in what they are learning. Number two, that their Rebbe is not in town to teach them the simple understanding and background of the sugya. In other words, the proper order to understand any Gemara is to first learn the basics from a Rebbe and then review it with a study partner. I might add that after the students are well-versed in the Gemara and Rishonim, if the Rebbe wishes to speak out a Rebbe Kibbeheger to enhance their understanding of the sugya, providing a derech for students to become true Talmidei Chachamim, and they will continue to grow in learning long after they have left the walls of the yeshiva. Even if a person lacks a Rebbe to guide him to understanding the sugya and eventually the entire Shas, our generation is blessed with Art Scroll, Schottenstein, the Sifta, tapes, and Shiurim to guide us through the Gemara, and with each review, one gains greater clarity and comprehension of the sugya, and eventually the entire Shas. A study partner should be used only after one has a basic understanding from his Rebbe, as outlined in the Gemara and Shabbos. He should not try to figure out the Gemara for the first time, which leads one, on many occasions, to a very unproductive use of his time. Again, I want to emphasize the importance of learning to become familiar rather than trying to master the daf the first time. One will then come to the realization that many of his difficulties come from a lack of knowledge from a different Gemara, which will be clarified by going forwards to increase the scope and by reviewing previous learned Gemaras. His difficulties will be resolved, and he will be on the road to become a true Talmud Chacham, and will merit to become fortunate in this world and fortunate in the world to come. Hatzlacha.
In this next segment, Rabbi Dolgan gives us eitzes and practical suggestions on how one can succeed in his learning in only 2 hours a day and going through 5 mesectas and shas in a year.
There is a volume in shas in Seder Moed, Leitza, Tainus, Megillah, Moed Katan, and Chagiga. It has 150 blot or 300 amudim, and allowing 65 days off for bar mitzvahs, weddings, yom tovs, etc., one can accomplish this goal. Every day one learns a new amud in 45 minutes to 1 hour using Art Scroll or another aid to teach him the amud. Every day he reviews what he learned yesterday, a week ago, a month ago, 3 months ago, and then once a year. The review should take between 15 to 20 minutes. Remember this very important rule. You are learning to become familiar with the sugya, and with each review you will be adding to your understanding. Your review will not only help you to retain your past learning, but will allow you to build on your past learning, and with every review allow you to understand with your original daf with greater clarity and depth. In this way, your gishmak will constantly grow as you are able to understand a Rovitz answer or a verse in Yecheskel. After getting a familiarity in Shas, one will be able to go to level 2 and in 2 hours a day to go from Brachas to Nida, learning 4 blot a day, 30 minutes a blot, and can complete the entire Shas twice a year, and he will become a true Talmud Chacham. Hatzlacha. The next bit of advice is about the importance in having a balance between one's learning in depth, which is Iyun, and learning on a simple level, which is Bikiyus. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, as pointed out by Rav Yisrael Salanter Zatzal, is for every person to learn in his lifetime the entire Shas with great depth. On a practical level, this poses a serious problem. There are 2,711 dafim in Shas, and every daf is endless, and one is given only 120 years to accomplish this goal. I would like to suggest a solution to this problem by returning to the yeshiva system used in previous generations and advocated by the gedolim of the past and present generation. The first Seder continues to be dedicated to learning in a slow pace in great depth according to one's ability, and the second Seder is dedicated to learning a daf a day, Gemara and Rashi, and Tosfos where needed, with constant review. In this way, when learning in depth, he will utilize his knowledge from the second Seder learning, and when he's learning simple pshat in second Seder, he will utilize his lumbus from the first Seder. In 8 years, he will have a solid knowledge of Shas, and then can move on to Tur, Beis Yosef, and Shulchan Aruch to become a Talmud Chacham well-versed in all areas of Shas. Hatzlacha. I would like to suggest a practical eitzah, how to master the shakavataya, the give and take of the Gemara. this suggestion is advised for someone on a level who finishes Shas once a year or once in 2 years, or for a yeshiva bachur learning sugyas in depth that wishes to remember the shakla v'taya of the sugya. Number one, outline the entire sugya on paper without trying to understand the pshat. Two, write out all the psukim and write next to it its source. Three, for example, there's an argument between Abai and Rava in Bava Mesia of Yehu Shalom Midas. Write the two shitas. Abaya lo haviyush, Rava haviyush. The Gemara gives the reasons and lists 14 cases bringing proofs to one side and questions the other side. Write the reasons next to their names, and then list the 14 cases in outline form, and write to whom this is a proof and to whom this is a question. Then begin the sugya with Archkol, Schottenstein, the Sifta, tapes, or Shurim to internalize and clarify each case until you can easily say over the entire Shakla V'taya by heart. This will also help you to remember the language of the Gemara. Hatzlacha. I would like to suggest a new approach to learning the daf, which guarantees a greater satisfaction with each review. The Gemara in Yuma Daf Chof Tes Amud Aleph says, "The Migmar Atikta Kasha Miharita." To review a daf once learned is more difficult than learning it for the first time. Rashi explains that this is true if one learned it the first time and allowed sufficient time to forget it before he reviews it again. At that point, his learning is not new, but he still remains with the previous difficulties and has little desire to review. However, if his review is adding to his past understanding, and by reviewing in a timely manner, as outlined in the Shas Chabur review program, he will find each review to be new, and he will enjoy the reviews even more than his initial learning. As he adds more clarity and depth with each review, he will thereby experience a newness every time he reviews the sugya. There is a great benefit of reviewing the daf constantly after increasing one's knowledge base. For example, one reviews the daf the next day, then a week later, and then a month later, and then 3 months later, and then once a year for the rest of his life. An analogy can be given to one that stands on the ground floor and looks forward. His vision is limited. If he goes to the third floor, his vision increases. When he goes to the 10th floor, his vision increases even greater. Likewise, one who learns a daf and reviews it after learning another daf, and then reviews it after learning 8 dafim, and then after learning 38 dafim, will be able to comprehend more and more of the original daf. Eventually, by going forwards and backwards, all the pieces will come together. When he learns any Gemara, he will automatically ask the question of the Rishonim, and often he will be able to give their answer. Having such an ability is the greatest satisfaction a person can have in this world. I would like to explain why the sugya becomes clearer with each review. I had a question that bothered me for years. I would learn a Gemara 15 times, and on the 15th time, I would ask an obvious question. How can Rava give this answer when 4 lines earlier he said the exact opposite? I would look on the bottom of the art scroll, who would quote a Rishon or a Gemara 2 pages later that asked my question. However, I was very troubled. How could I have learned this Gemara so many times previously and not be bothered by this obvious question? One day my dilemma was solved. I realized that because the Gemara is so complex, I was only able to digest a limited amount. I realized the reason I was able to ask this question on the 15th time is because on the previous reviews I was focusing on different points, and by reviewing in a way not to forget my past learning, I was able to focus on this question on the 15th time. When a person is learning in such a way that every day connects to the previous day and every week to the previous week, the entire picture will come together. You will then be able to understand to some degree how the Rishonim understood the sugya. There is no greater satisfaction in this world that a person can experience. Hatzlacha.